morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, how depraved is man? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our guest speaker, our brother Chris McCann, will be bringing a message from the scriptures titled The Final Words of David to His Son Solomon. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalms 79 through 83 this Wednesday. There will be a deacon meeting next Sunday following the fellowship luncheon. And on June 10th, Dick and Charlotte House will be with us again, giving a soft gospel concert and with the songs of inspiration. And that's at the 5 o'clock service on Sunday afternoon, June 10th. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for the month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 47, verses 6 and 7. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our God and King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 46, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Thank you, brother. Good morning once again for those of us that are visiting with us. We're so glad that you're here. Folks, I'm having a great morning. How about you? Definitely enjoying the beautiful weather that we've been having this weekend, and just a blessing from God. Once again, that hymn is going to be 46, O For a Thousand Tongues. Three verses next time with that one, huh? Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 346, Teach Me to Pray.
Thank you.
Go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 353. Leave it there.
Please remain standing for prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 those beautiful words of blessing of King David. He said, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Lord, here at Bethel this morning, we thank you and praise your glorious name. We thank you for who you are, our God, a God of might and tenderness, a God of justice and compassion, a God of care and provision. Lord, we thank you that through the Holy Spirit, we know who you are and what you have done for us and what you want us to do with our life. Lord, cause each of us to follow you in whatever we do and help us not to move to the right, nor to the left of your guidance provided by your holy word. Lord, we are your people. We are your church. We praise you for bringing us into the fold so now we can be called your people. And as people of God, we have a mission that is to bring the love, the compassion, and the truth of God to the city of Morgan Hill and to our neighboring cities and eventually to the entire world. And so, Lord, we long for your blessings upon our missionaries around the world, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Benal Madena, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, now in deputation in America, the Informed Choice in Morgan Hill, California, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, the Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon, and Daniel Lacey in the Road Race Ministry today in Canada. Lord, move with power in our midst. Control us by your Spirit. Make us one in heart and mind so that we can follow you as a church body. Lord, heal our bodies. So we pray for Helen Menick, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, and Betty Cianello, Dr. Joe McCormack, Ann Peretto, Camille McCormack, and Camille Bound. Lord, your people at Bethel loves you. And because they love you, their giving is willing and lovingly. So, Father, bless us again with the supply that we need to carry on the ministry here at Bethel grounds and there in the radio and internet ministry. Thank you for those listening and helping us with their contribution and love. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And after all is done and said, we are careful to give you the honor and the glory. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first book of Samuel. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 328. We will be reading 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her severely, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept greatly. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. And so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for giving us the written record of your mighty works, which have brought us to faith and belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful that we can come boldly into your presence in prayer because of his sacrificial death, bearing our sins in his own body and rising again for our justification. Knowing that he promised to never leave us or forsake us, our confidence and trust is always in you and your word. We thank you for hearing us and praise you and thank you for our great intercessor who sits at your right hand. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he delivers the message from the Bible which you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the internet and CD. Bless us with understanding, and if there be any who do not know you, that they may come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?